5.
Okay, let's go.
All right, let's get off the beaten path a little, shall we? Zambia's got some hidden gems, places you might not find in every travel brochure.
Ooh, I love hidden gems. Tell me more. Where should we go first?
Okay, have you heard of Liwa Plain National Park?
Liwa Plain? Doesn't ring a bell.
It's way out there, one of the least visited parks in Zambia. But get this, it's got the second largest wildebeest migration in Africa, and you can witness it all practically by yourself.
Wow, a wildebeest migration just for me. Okay, that sounds amazing.
And it's not just the wildebeest. The Liwa Plain's got lions, cheetahs, wild dogs, tons of birds, like over 200 species.
All right, Liwa Plain's going on the list. What else you got?
Okay, how about something cultural? Have you ever heard of the Mafwe Cultural Village? It's in the Zambezi region.
Mafwe Cultural Village? Nope, never heard of it.
You can learn about the Mafwe people, their traditions, how they've lived there for centuries. You can even join in their dances, try their food, maybe learn a few words of their language.
Oh, that sounds amazing, like a real cultural deep dive.
Exactly. Okay, switching gears a bit. If you're into history, you have to check out the Shuangondu Estate.
Shuangondu? What's that?
It's this, like, grand old manor house built back in the 1920s by this English guy, Sir Stuart Gore Brown. He, like, totally fell in love with Zambia and devoted his whole life to the area. Now it's a museum and a farm, a really fascinating glimpse into Zambia's past.
That's so cool. I love those stories, you know, people who just dedicate themselves to a place.
And it's not just history. They've got these beautiful gardens, a chapel, even a swimming pool. You can stay overnight, soak up the atmosphere.
Wow. Okay, history, culture, now let's get back to nature. Any more hidden natural gems?
Of course. For hiking and views, you can't beat the Mutanda Wilderness.
Mutanda Wilderness, another new one for me.
It's privately owned up in northern Zambia. They've got these crazy granite cliffs, waterfalls, tons of wildlife. And the way you explore it is on foot with guides.
Sounds adventurous.
It is, but worth it. The views are incredible, and it's so remote, you really feel like you're getting away from it all. And get this, you can even sleep in a chalet, like perched on top of a granite hill.
Okay, sold. Sign me up. But is there anything, like any downsides to going so off the beaten path?
Well, just remember, some of these places, they're not as, you know, developed as the big tourist spots. Facilities might be a bit basic. Transport might be a bit trickier.
There's a little more planning required.
Yeah, but honestly, the rewards are totally worth it. If you're looking for something authentic, something truly memorable, going off the beaten path in Zambia is the way to go.
You've convinced me. Now, I know we've been talking about hidden gems, but I'm sure a lot of people still dream of seeing the, you know, the classic Zambia highlights. What are some of those?
Oh, well, obviously you can't go to Zambia without seeing Victoria Falls, one of the seven wonders of the world, for a reason.
Oh, I can only imagine.
It's incredible. You can hear the roar of the water from miles away. And as you get closer, there's this constant rainbow from the spray. You can see it from different viewpoints. Take a helicopter ride for a bird's eye view, or even walk across the Knife Edge Bridge. And if you're feeling really adventurous, you can swim in Devil's Pool, this natural pool right on the edge of the falls.
Okay, maybe not that adventurous for me, but definitely seeing Victoria Falls, for sure.
And don't forget about the wildlife. Zambia is like Safari Central. Amazing wildlife viewing in all their national parks, like South Luangwa, which we talked about earlier. They're famous for walking safaris, so you can get up close with elephants, lions, leopards, all of them.
Walking safaris? Wow, that must be intense.
It is. But they also have regular jeep safaris, even boat safaris on the Zambezi River.
So no matter how adventurous you are, there's a way to see the wildlife.
Yep. And speaking of the Zambezi, Lower Zambezi National Park, another one you shouldn't miss. Super pristine, tons of wildlife. Hippos, crocodiles, birds galore. You can do game drives, boat cruises, even canoe trips.
Wow, so many options.
And then there's Kafue National Park, the biggest one in Zambia. It's huge, way off the beaten path. You see cheetahs, wild dogs, even black rhinos.
I'm getting the message. Zambia is all about the wildlife.
Pretty much. But it's not just about the animals. Zambia has incredible scenery, too. Rolling hills, lush forests, amazing lakes, powerful rivers.
So there's really something for everyone.
Absolutely. Adventure, relaxation, culture, wildlife. Zambia's got it all.
Okay, I'm sold. But before we move on, can we talk about, like, the practical stuff? Best time to visit, what to pack, all that?
Of course. Best time to visit depends on what you want to see. Dry season, May to October, that's prime time for wildlife viewing. Animals gather around the water holes, easier to spot.
Makes sense.
But if you're into birds, the wet season, November to April is when all the migratory birds come in.
So each season has its perks.
Exactly. As for packing, be prepared for everything. Weather can change, especially at night, so bring layers. And of course, sunscreen, bug spray, a hat, comfy walking shoes, all that good stuff.
Right, the essentials. Anything else we should keep in mind?
Oh, bring a universal adapter for your electronics. Their plugs are different. And a small first aid kit, you know, just in case.
Good thinking. Okay, so we've talked about hidden gems, the highlights, even some practical tips. But what do you think, like, really sets Zambia apart? What makes it different from other places in Africa?
That's a great question, and it's the perfect way to start the next part of our deep dive.